These two are very related, hey? These two questions. Because when we share in receiving one another and sharing a meal, it's really where life happens. If you go through the book of Luke, there's a reason why Jesus was called a glutton and a drunkard. It's because there are 11 meals recorded when Jesus went to 11 different parties. Actually, the book flows from table to table and the teaching just around table. Four big ones, culminating in the Lord's Supper. But there were 11 meals that Jesus had with his disciples. Not just with the disciples, the point is with everyone. And I want to encourage you, we are really individualistic people. You know this. As South Africans, I also want to say we have a great standard of hospitality, which is normative to us. Please don't discount that. If you go abroad, you figure out that, yes, we are real hospitable people. It's normal for us. So when you go to someone's house, you take flowers or you take a chocolate or you take a bottle of wine or whatever. There's something about what we do that has a rich hospitality in it, but we are extremely individualistic. And I want to say that even families, Pastor Roy, you know this, even families struggle with loneliness, isolation. There's a big case now, this couple I told you about now in our church now, but you don't think that because you see them and we have a great chat on a Sunday, but that's all they ever have. So to receive someone into your home or to simply pop over to someone, we started with a culture a while ago is that we simply just, the guys who stay close to us, we just share a meal. And it's not a kayer. It's simply we eat together, but we do this together. It's like literally just an hour or 45 minutes. They come to our home. We eat a buck lasagna or a hot dog, whatever we eat the evening. We just eat something simple, but we simply just include them. And next week we go to them. Just simply that. And I can tell you, just that contact over a meal opened up conversations which we would never have. Never have. And we see stuff about them and they see stuff in us that we would never have. The good and the bad and the ugly. It's because we have that. And that's where honest relationship starts, because we simply just have a meal. We share a meal. If we share a meal, we share life together. So I can encourage you to do that. The single people, you as well. If you don't have married, if you don't have families and stuff and with kids, we have it with our kids. So it's literally just from 6 to 6:30, that crazy part in the day, we just share the crazy. And that's fine. And we just pray for what we're about to receive. Please forgive us. And then we go on. But it's amazing. So you come in with your mood after work and everything is fine. Because then we can say, okay, cool. Wow, Ross, jy is ook so. En ek sê, ja, Rian, ons is ook so. Moet my nie meer tongring, jy gaan my just, ja. So we just do that on this conversation. I just want to ask a quick question. In your conversations, how did you discern, how do you distribute the caring in the community? I mean, I'm saying 50 times, please, small group leader, you're not the savior, you're not the pastor, you're not anything. The pastor literally only has 360 days a week. There isn't time for me to get to everyone. So we don't expect that, and we don't expect that from a small group leader either. How do you distribute it? Could you consider simply just to ask someone to pop in to that person once a week, just once a week, or just to WhatsApp them? Listen, for the younger people, if someone dies, excuse me, ek maak nou 'n grapjie om vir die jonger ouens te kyk, but I need to. If someone dies, if someone has a baby, if someone is diagnosed with cancer, a WhatsApp is not sufficient. Facebook is much better, because at least you show everyone. Okay, now, literally, guys, I tell you that our environment is shocking. Have to get to someone's home, and we have to tell our small group leaders that, well, small group members that, go to someone's home, put your hand on her shoulder, and say, I am really sorry that your test came negative. How do you feel? So the best way to do it is simply to take someone with you and just let them see you do it, because people are intimidated when it comes to death, cancer, sickness stuff. So I know that we trust God to heal, but I think that's where our charismatic environment, let me just say this bluntly, that's where a charismatic environment or Pentecostal environment becomes uncaring, because we're interested only in your healing. But Jesus was interested in the crying with Lazarus, crying with the mother, crying with them. So just show compassion, go with them, but literally just take a small group leader with, a small group member with, or if you see them at church, just ask them, will you please just pop by, Sonny? You know it's not going well. And tell me what, give feedback. Give feedback to me or give feedback on the group. So it's really that simple. It's just distribute the load. Just ask someone to do it. And that's how you cultivate it. Okay. Okay, goed. Goed.